as his first apology. It was holy as opposed to the other kind of kiss in question that was mentioned on a previous occasion, as Jesus said to Judas, "Are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" And it's still common in the Eastern Church. The churches of Christ greet you. And then comes a final warning. Verse 17. "Now I urge you, brethren, note, or keep your eyes on, those who would cause divisions and offences, contrary to the doctrines which you learned, and avoid them. Have no dealings with them. They may have been the antinomians who pushed their liberty in Christ to the limit," the subject of the next book, Corinthians. Corinthians is a book of reproof. "Or they may have been the Judaizers who insisted that you have to be circumcised and follow the law in order to be really saved." In other words, Galatians, a book of correction. Paul wrote both these books, which God had ordered next in the Word, to counter these particular heresies. And that's the pattern. If we scan through Paul's seven epistles in the order that God has preserved them for us, and if we were to go back to the various manuscripts going back over time, the order of these epistles never changes. Romans, a book of doctrine. Corinthians, a book of reproof. Galatians, a book of correction. Then Ephesians, further doctrine. Followed by Philippians, further reproof. And Colossians, more correction. And then Thessalonians, doctrine and instruction. There's definite order there, isn't there? Doctrine followed by reproof, and then correction. Then further doctrine, building upon the first book of doctrine here in Romans. Again followed by further reproof and correction. Then lastly, even more revelation of doctrine and instruction in Thessalonians, built upon what we know from Romans and Ephesians. So you know where we're going next, don't you? In this order that God's given to us in these books before us, if the Lord doesn't come back before the new year. Verse 18. "For those who are such do not serve the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple." And the church on the whole, over the next few decades, fell into one or the other of these categories of heresy. Antinomianism or legalism. Hence the Lord's need to write his own seven corrections and reproofs to the seven churches in Revelation, to all but one of the churches. That number seven keeps cropping up, doesn't it? It's not an accident. It's the design of God to show perfection and completeness. Verse 19. "But your obedience has become known to all. Therefore I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil." And the book of Romans is Paul's instruction in what is good. "I want you to be wise in what is good." He wants to encourage them to persevere in the goodness of the gospel. "And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." He's reminding them that despite the attacks of Satan, as they try to live out their faith, that God will give them the victory in the end. And he'll give us the victory too, because he'll complete that work that he's begun in us one day. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my countrymen, greet you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, Paul's amanuensis, or letter writer, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, my host, and the whole of the church, greet you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you. And Quartus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him who was able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, that's the church, kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith. To God alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ for ever. Amen. The book of Romans, that shows us the righteousness of God, how we all need it, and how God supplies it. And when we have faith in Jesus Christ as our Saviour, then we receive it. Amen.